And after an old lady came. Who is he?
Old age.
And forcibly he married. And then he attacked with his whole army with jar. Jar means? Coffee. Cough. Cholera. Plague. Idleness. So many things. And defeats the king. And ruins the kingdom. And thus he becomes helpless in the old days. And he tries to be saved by these. But at once Jamdut comes, they come, and they take it forcibly. After that, he was thinking of his wife. Because always he was always praising her, flattering. You are so beautiful. You are so qualified. And thus he wanted to be with her all. So after this life he became woman. And after some time he was married to anyone other. But he has the association of Narad. So some devotion, the seed of devotion was planted in her. So he was married, she was again married to any beautiful, young and devotee king. Malayajbhai. And with him she was associating also, and after that he received some bhakti. And then he left this body and became devotee. So Narada is telling that if you want to be happy forever, then don't be engaged in all these worldly things. Give up at once. Anyone has not been satisfied in lakhs and lakhs births with husband and wife and in all journeys. This is never satisfied. Like ghee and fire. By giving fire, that ghee, it will go off. So anyone cannot satisfy. So you should not try to do all these things. Always chanting and remembering. Otherwise you will have to test all these things as Puranjan. So be very careful. You should not think that I'm young, a beautiful girl and beautiful young boy. So I must marry and after that I will test and then give up. It is absurd. Lacks and lacks worth. You have tested all these things. So from beginning we should be have some vairagya. Vairagya means
detachment,
all these things. You cannot be happy by these things. And sometimes something I am thinking that many of you are realizing. Divorcing one time, two time, three time, four time, five time. Even some, it may be in Greenish book that more than 50 times they have changed. But none are happy. You cannot be happy. So he is telling that we should be very strong in these things. Don't waste your time. What about women girls? If that any young boy can be brahmachari, why then I cannot be young, very strong brahmachari? They must be. By soul we are same. By covering we are ladies, women or male or men. Only this difference for only by cloth. As by changing sari, if you will take dhoti, kurta and all other things, and then you will become like man. And they will, if they are having so much like long hair and wearing like women, and then they will be seen like women. But really we are eternal servant of Krishna. So we should try to be happy forever by surrendering ourselves in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Very strong in these things. You can't satisfy your these things, appetite for worldly senses. Never, never. So don't waste your time. This work should be given only in chanting, remembering of Krishna. After that, Parikshit Maharaj was so happy. But only 4 days are there. 3 days have been passed. Then he told that, I am so much, मैं इसके द्वारा बहुत प्रभावित हुआ हूँ. So much influence by this. I know that, I want to know how we should proceed in this. Then he told about Bharat Charitra. What is Bharat Charitra? Can you do? Explain? Come on. Right here in golden types eternally, all these things. If I am success to write on your heart all these things, my preaching is successful. I am not telling that you should give up. If you are married, no harm. From there you should chant, remember. And those who are renounced, they should be renounced very strongly. Very strongly. There is nothing in marriage. Only this is Dilli ka laddu. Dilli ka laddu, you know? What? Dilli ka laddu? Jo khaya wo bhi pachtaya, jo nahi khaya wo bhi pachtaya. What?
This is a sort of laddu. Who ate it? Who did not eat it, he is repenting that I have not eaten it. And who ate it, he also repents. Why I ate it?
Oh, there is a sweet like. It is like this, but very, it will come, if you will give in mouth, it will be gal jayegi. It will melt and come, like nothing, bitter taste. Hawaii. Hawaii means made of air. If Maharaj Yudhishthir went to hell, all the souls suffering there, they become so happy. Oh Prabhu, you should not go from here. Your smell is giving us so much relief. So no harm. Go on.
So Bharat Maharaj was...
If I am going to tell them, I will be engaged only in one upakhyan this 15 days, in one. But I want that you should listen something.
So,
they are in his left, next life. Go on. On the bank of Ganges and Gandaki. So many races were there, always discussing Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavatam, Puran and all others. So whole day he used to hear, and in morning and evening he used to go to Ganges and take something. And in last, he took Ganges water and he took bath and he left his body. Then he became
Jarbharat.
In Brahman, he came as a son of a Brahman boy. Last time, when he was dying, he only thinking, oh, I should be renounced from this world. I will know Brahma, who is Brahma. And thus, thinking this, he had a chance to be a Brahmin boy, and he had chance to develop his tattva jnana. So he Krishna managed him. Gone. Not good thing, but even he was so healthy and he was happy. Anyone could not understand that always he is in like trance. Given in fire, all the dark eyes, Kali began to tell, request him, "Oh, you accept me? You don't be in this way, otherwise worldly people will not know you. So, please, any offense I have done or done by my person, please excuse. I know that you are more powerful than me, but you are playing like a drama, I know. Always Krishna serving you. So be merciful to me. In spite of some mercy that I can do bhajan to Krishna." So the devotees are so high, who are chanting, remembering Krishna, even more than all demigods. Then one day he was sitting in the night, anywhere in field, and what became? Rahugan came.
So,
you cannot carry so much load. Oh, you are carrying alone. And even he was not speaking anything. Then he became angry. "Oh, you are not thinking that I am king? I will punish you." Always remind this. And what he told more? "This nonsense. I will punish at once you. I am king of this whole world." Then Jada Bharat smiled. And very honorably he told something. What he told?
I don't remember all the
You details. Don't remember? Right, sit down. You remember? Then you should stand. If any there is body, then it is for carrying loads. But who is king? And who is emperor? And who is subjects, meaning praja?
My subjects.
You told me that you are very lean and thin first, and then you told me so fat. Who is lean? Who is fat? Who is carrying loads? If there is loads, then it should be carried. But what is that load? And he stopped to tell anything. "Okay, I was going to Maharaj Kapil Dev. Oh, who is this person?" And he jumped up from his palanquin and wept. And he did pranam to the Lord feet of that Bharat. "Who are you? And why you are doing so? But I think I could not understand. I am going in association of Kapil Dev and all races. But I could not understand." "Oh, I am same Bharat. So many hundred years past, I was Bharat. And my sons,
you came in my dynasty.
In my dynasty after so long time. I'm saying, oh, you are Bharat? I've heard about Bharat so much things." And again he began to dundot. "I could not understand your all words. hurdle that you used to try. Atma, I am Atma, soul, eternal servant of Krishna. But I have forgotten him. And that is now I have come in this shape, covered by this material body and sukshma body, body of mind,
subtle body.
And now I am thinking, I am fat. You are thinking that you are emperor. For how many days you are emperor? Who is emperor? This body is emperor or the soul is emperor? This body is thin. You are thin or this matter is thin? Who is fat? I know that there is only one load. What load? Load of this body. Thinking all these worldly things. This is only load. The load of palanquin is not load. So we are soul. You should understand. Anyone is not fat. Atma is what? Partitional. So there should be no any worldly false ego in this. Try to realize Atma. He told that if Atma has no relation with worldly suffering, sorrows and everything, and he is quite separate from this body and mind, then why he is suffering so much? He told that if you take in a vessel water, keep it in fire, he is telling king that take a vessel, in that vessel water some, and keep it on the
fire.
By fire, the first the pot will be become hot, and by this in touch water will be hot, and give some rice there that they will be boiled. No direct fire to
rice.
So if there is Atma here covered with this body, the suffering of this body will affect that Atma. So, but you are telling that no suffering, no death, nothing is there. How I will realize all these things? Then he told that raho gane tat tapasana jati na cejya nirva parad grihatva na chandasa naiva jalagni surjo mahatpado rajo bhishekam. Oh, you cannot know all these things only by serving the fittest of realized souls, devotees, so kind of qualified possibilities. Only you will take bath by the lotus dust of that kind of Mahatma, sadhu or devotee. Then you can realize. You cannot realize this by tapasa. Tapasa mane?
By austerities.
Nacha ijya. Varsi. What Varsi? Ganesh, Durga, Shankar, all. Not here is told that Krishna Varsi. Nirvana Parad, by Vairagya. You cannot realize. By Grihatva. Grihat means being Grihastha and always doing fire sacrifice. Swaha, Swaha. It will not do. Lachandasa, only reading Vedas. Om Sahasra Shirsha Purusha, like this. Life and life birth. By Sham, Rig, Jadu, Atharva, Ved, not reading by this. Jala, if you are worship water, like we going to Prayag or here, that these are teeth, but not serving devotees like that. Devotees are more powerful than Ganges, water. But that devotee should be devotee, not having any dvesh. animality or envious or anything. He is a true devotee. He knows how to serve Vaishnavas, having prem to Krishna and to reject the persons who are vimukh to Krishna. Always chanting and remembering his jobs in Krishna. He has mercy for all. No? Also, someone, oh, giving water to sun, thinking him God. Om Bhurbhuvasva Tat Savituruvarinyam. Some thinks that this is the mantra of sun doing. No, it will affect. You cannot realize God, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you cannot realize by these things Atma also. Bina mahatpadar yobhishekam. Like Narada quickly taking one remnant of Mahaprasadam and hearing Harikatha, he became liberated. Ajamil taking only one name and he was revealed his everything. So, only Mahatpajor Vajyabhidesham. Only by the help, by the serving of the lotus dust of such kinds of devotees, anyone can easily realize all these things, otherwise never in whole life. So we should try to serve devotees like this. A guru never tells that bona fide that don't go and listen to Sukadeva Goswami. They cannot tell. And if they are telling, then they are not devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kaya. Law Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhiya. He is telling something. Wherever there is bona fide Harikatha is going on, try to listen it. Sukadeva Goswami has not a single disciple. Who were they who assembled there? All were liberated. Who were they? So we should try to go to devotees, serve them and associate them. There is no bound wall of anything, caste, creed or anything. Jai Krishna Bhaje. He is Guru who is knowing all these things. So, we should try to follow like Bharat Maharaj. We want to follow only for Vairagya, not his line. We want to go follow the line of Roop Goswami. But his Vairagya is there. Tattva Gyan is there. So we want to learn his Vairagya and his practices. Even he was so high, having he was qualified to be Rati there in his heart. But he was attached to worldly things like a deer and he came down for 3 months. So don't try to be like that. Always remembering Bharat. But quickly, by the association of bhakti, he quickly again had same rati and then rati to shuddha pure bhakti and then prema bhakti and he was liberated. Today, only this, up to this, again, anything to... what is name?
Guru.
Where is Guru Vani? Stand up. She is given new name? Gaurapriya. You know who is Gaurapriya? Who is Gaurapriya? Beloved of Gaurachandra. It may be like Vishnu Priya or others. So you are lucky to have this name. Gaurapriya ki? What's your name? Your daughter? What name? Stand up.
Radha Priya.
Oh, Radha Priya is good name. So, Radha Priya ki? And what name?
Revati.
Revati is also so good name. So, Revati Devi ki? Kirtan? Oh, you should do. And you should... disturbing in...
Tune,
very good tune, clear pronunciation, 8 slokes, 9, and he did. So much thanks to you. Gaur Praman.
Thank you. Yeah.